心情大的关系。一年多来，双方按照我们俩的大程度不断推进双边各领域重大的核心地区问题上的协调和合作，取得了积极的进展。去年双边贸易额超过了5200亿美元，双向投资存量超过了1000亿美元，人员往来超过了400万人次。两国合力应对气候变化、抗击埃博拉疫情、反对恐怖主义。事实证明，中美构建新型大国关系符合两国人民的利益，有利于维护亚太地区和世界的和平稳定繁荣。今年是中美建交35周年，经过35年发展，中美关系已经站在了一个新的历史起点上。面对当前复杂多变的国际形势，中美应该加强合作，而我们能够合作和应该合作的领域呢，更加广阔。中方愿同美方一道承前启后，开创未来，把不冲突、不对抗、相互尊重、合作共赢的原则得到实处，使中美新型大国关系建设更好、更多的惠及两国人民和世界人民。我愿意与国务先生一道为此做努力。谢谢。
Well, Mr. President, it is a pleasure to be back in China. I congratulate you and the people of China for hosting a successful APEC summit. I'm grateful for your outstanding hospitality and the honor to see this. This is the 35th anniversary of diplomatic ties between our two countries, as you noted. Since then, the trade and ties, the people-to-people exchanges between our countries have surged. And we've shown that when we cooperate, the United States and China can make important contributions to security and progress in this region and around the world. And this visit is an opportunity to continue discussions President Xi and I began in California last year in our meeting since. Yesterday evening and this morning, we had a chance to discuss in depth our priorities and our vision for the U.S.-China relationship. As I've said before, I strongly believe that our two nations have an enormous stake in each other's success. America's presence in the Asia Pacific, I believe, has benefited China. Conversely, a growing China has become one of our largest trading partners. As I said in my speech on Monday, the United States welcomes a China that is peaceful, prosperous, and stable. And I look forward to continuing the discussion with President Xi on areas where our countries can work together even more. As you noted, there are important differences that we have, both practically as well as our vision for our respective countries and our conduct of foreign policy. But what I've been very encouraged by is your willingness to